Good morning and welcome to this, the finals of the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kid, brought to you by Bar Up Bull Bars of Wagga. It's great to have Kat on the track and ready to go racing in the pre-final for Senior National Heavy. Jeremy Lavelle's on the pole in the 69, Bradley Newman in the 10, Grant Inwood's in the 25, Dustin Burns in the 19, Gary Cozzi's in the 89, Harrison Inwood 43, Benjamin Churchland in the 22. Then it's the 9 of Nicholas Riley, the 76. And we've got carts everywhere on the front straight after the start was waved off here by the starter. So the starter not happy with... Well, he was happy with the start. They have gone green. I thought they heard no start over the radio. But so contact there coming out of turn one on the slippery surface here. And Jeremy Lavelle is your leader. Lavelle from Bathurst with Bradley Newman in the 10. He's working well. He's lost some spots here because it's the 19 of Dustin Burns, who has got up to second. But up the inside now is Newman. So Newman up into second. Burns back there in third. Then it's back to Gary Cozzi from Wollongong in the Gary Cozzi Electrical car number 89. Harrison Inwood, another of the A1 Towing Bathurst entries in fifth place. Riley, Frisbee, Dixon, Noyan and Ogilvy round out the top 10. Senior National Heavy heat number one, pre-final here at Grenfell. Brought to you by MIA Powder Coating. And at the moment, Jeremy Lavelle looking to set himself up for a front row seat here in the final later on today. Lavelle started from the pole after a solid performance yesterday, where we saw him take the victory in heat number one. In heat two, he was third. And heat three, he finished in third place once again. Bradley Newman getting that win in heat number three. He's trying to close down from second position. Newman finished second in heat two. And in heat one, he was down there in seventh position. So Newman, under some pressure, in second place is Harrison Inwood, who had some dramas in the third heat yesterday. But now, working his way through the traffic, he's up to second place and putting the pressure on the number 10 of Bradley Newman. So while the battle for second continues on, it's the 69 of Jeremy Lavelle who leads the way. Fastest lap of the race for Lavelle, a 37.141. Ricky Noyan having a spin. So he's dropped out of about 8th place now as he rejoins at the rear of the field. So Ricky Noyan in the 18 card. We'll have some work to do in the final later today because at the moment he'll be starting 15th on the grid. Our leaders come through with 7 laps remaining. And it's the battle for second between the 10 of Bradley Newman and the 43 of Harrison Inwood. And back there too, looks like Burns and Riley having a bit of a battle of their own for 4th and 5th positions. Riley's got the spot in the 9 cart now. The Dubbo driver is the fastest on the racetrack, a 36.686. Fastest lap of the pre-final here for Nicholas Riley from Dubbo in the Arrow. And Riley looking to consolidate that position as Inwood is shuffled back a spot. And here comes Riley up the inside of Newman now. So Newman is shuffled back to third. So Lavelle, now it's Riley, then Newman and Harrison Inwood. Burns has dropped back off the battle at the front of the field. Then you go back to Gary Cozzi, Nigel Frisbee, Robert Dixon, Grant Inwood and Wayne Ogilvy round out the top 10 with Churchland, Dunbar, Dixon, Woolner, Campbell and Noyan rounding out the field. So, 5 laps left to run. Lavelle is your leader. Riley setting another fast lap. So 36.654, Nicholas Riley's last lap. A 36.712, the last lap for your race leader, Jeremy Lavelle. So it's Bathurst and Dubbo Kart Clubs battling it out here at the front of the field. Jeremy Lavelle just with about a 3-kart length gap. As Riley trying to close up and challenge for the lead here before the end of this race. He's still got time with just under 4 laps remaining. Riley in the 9 cart. Then it's back to the 10 of Newman, the 43 of Inwood. That's Harrison Inwood. Grant Inwood's back in 9th place in the A1 Towing Bathurst cart number 25. So he's got some work to do after being involved in that incident earlier in the race off the start. So your leader being caught by Riley now. 69. Jeremy Lavelle heads down the back straight. As they work their way through the infield, Riley on a charge now as Lavelle and Riley nose to tail. Newman, Inwood all lined up with 2 laps to go. Riley goes to the inside heading into turn 2 and Riley will make the pass. And Riley, your new race leader, Nicholas Riley, takes the lead here with only a lap and a half remaining. Lavelle, will he try to challenge back as they head down the back straight into the hairpin? Riley with traffic ahead. So that could play a factor here as Newman trying to make a move on Lavelle for second. Inwood also sitting back fourth in the queue. White flag is out. White flag out now for Nicholas Riley, who leads here in the Senior National Heavy Pre-Final. Brought to you by MIA Powder Coating. Riley with a little bit of breathing room as he heads onto the back straight. It looks like Lavelle's been passed by Newman now. So Newman, as they come up on lap traffic here into the infield for the final time. They work their way through the infield and Riley will come to the checkered flag. Newman gets through into second and Lavelle's in third. Harrison Inwood comes home in fourth. Dustin Burns in fifth. Gary Cozzi is in sixth. Then it's Grant Inwood in seventh. Further back then to Robert Dixon in eighth. Then it's Nigel Frisby, Benjamin Churchland, Mark Dunbar. Troy Dixon in the 68P. A good drive from him up into 12th position. Ricky Noyan coming back through the field as well. In the 18, then it's Ashley Woolner, David Campbell and Wayne Ogilvie, unfortunately having an off on lap 9 over the back of the circuit. We'll see him starting towards the back in the final later today. But Nicholas Riley, great drive from him through the field to take out the pre-final here in the MIA Powder Coating Senior National Heavy. Senior National Super Heavy, brought to you by Caltex Grenfell. Thanks again to Stephen Trudy, one of the long-time supporters of this, the Bob High Memorial. I think they've, in fact, been involved every year that the event has been held. It's great to have supporters of the Grenfell Kart Club like that. As we are forming up here in Senior National Super Heavy, Ian Sadler in the 44 is on the pole. Brent Dixon in the 42, John Horsburgh in the 61, Curtis Dixon in the 2, Max Laybutt in the 45, Robert Miller in the 4, Thomas Gilby in the 5 cart. Now 2 carts, Rhys Harradine in the 9. He was very quick yesterday, but just need to check if he's out there. And also the 11 is Graham Abbott. So we've got 2 carts on the infield. All right. mate. So that might be the... No, Harradine's there. He started on the outside of the front row. So it's a jump from Ian Sadler out of Orange with Harradine from Lithgow into second position. No, he's been jumped there by John Horsburgh in the 61. So it's Sadler, Horsburgh, and then back to Harradine as they head down the back straight. Horsburgh on a charge now. Sadler taking it steady into the hairpin for the first time. Ian Sadler had a solid win after 2 second place finishes in the first two heats yesterday. Sadler took that win and now opening up a handy little buffer at the front of the field here in Senior National Super Heavy. As he heads down the front straight, it's Sadler, Horsburgh, Brent Dixon, Curtis Dixon. Then it's back to Robert Miller, Max Labutt and Thomas Gilby. Of course, into the hairpin once again. Ian Sadler in the lead. Horsburgh in that 61 cart, doing a good job there.
Are we going to tell someone that 9 doesn't have a transponder? No.
Horsburgh. Sadler in the lead. John Horsburgh, then it's Harradine. Dixon, Brent Dixon in the 42, Curtis Dixon in the 2, Robert Miller's in the 4. He's way back with Max Labutt and then Thomas Gilby all running by themselves. But the first 5 carts are all nose to tail, and here comes Horsburgh looking up the inside of Sadler, but Horsburgh, he's got some pace here on the short shoot between the S's and onto the back straight. He tried to make his move, but he's lost a bit of ground now. That's going to give Harradine the opportunity to make the move on him, but Harradine isn't able to respond. You got the 2 Dixon brothers, Brent and Curtis, nose to tail in 4th and 5th position. In fact, Curtis now wanting to get racy with Brent as they come across the start finish line. Sadler, Horsburgh, Harradine, then it's Brent and Curtis Dixon. As they all head down, it looks like the first 3 starting to kick away from the Dixons. So, John Horsburgh, fastest lap of the race. He's 37.761. And Sadler's best lap, 37.940. So your race leader in the Arrow cart, second place in a Tony cart. Then it's Harradine running in 3rd. As they head down the front straight once again. And Harradine up the inside of Horsburgh going into turn number 2. And Harradine makes a solid move. So Harradine now sets his sights. He's on a charge here with 6 laps remaining. Sadler kicks away down the back straight, but then runs wide through the hairpin. So Harradine now will try to set up. They touch, heading through the infield. Harradine looking to try and make the move on Sadler now as they loop through the final turn. All 5 carts back side by side. Curtis Dixon makes the move up to the inside of Brent Dixon as they head down the front straight. Oh, Horsburgh dives in under brakes. We've lost one of the Dixons into turn 2 as Horsburgh made the move up the inside of Harradine back into second position. And it looks like it might be Brent Dixon in the 42 car that has come off down there in turn number 2. No, it's not Brent, it's Curtis in the 2. So Curtis Dixon off the circuit. Brent Dixon slowing from the front group of 3. So as the leader heads down the front straight once again, Sadler leading the way. That's the Battery and Bits cart from Orange. Horsburgh sits there in 2nd, then it's Harradine back there in 3rd. Curtis Dixon has got some ground to make up on Brent Dixon, who's falling off the pace of the front 3. Then further back to Robert Miller, Max Labor, the final card out there is Thomas Gilbey, looks like he's come off the circuit somewhere as well. So as the leader, Ian Sadler, heads down into turn two once again. They are all starting to string out here. Harradine trying to catch back up onto the front two. Meanwhile, Sadler, he gets through the hairpin again. Looks a bit tidier that time. Staying on track, or staying on racing line, a bit closer that time. So with three laps left to go, Ian Sadler, John Horsburgh, the two battling for position. Rhys Harradine just dropping back slightly now. And then you go back to Brent Dixon, Curtis Dixon, Robert Miller, and Max Labutt rounds out the running order. Max Labutt, shown as a member of the Vintage Kart Club, also a member of the Sydney Kart Racing Club, one of the original clubs in New South Wales. But the Vintage Kart Club last year had a huge meeting here, over 100 or so karts entered from all periods of karting throughout its history. Fantastic meeting, and of course the Vintage Club looking to continue on with more events like that across the state in the years to come. So it's great to see an active Vintage karting fraternity remembering where the sports roots all came from. So the white flag at the ready. Ian Sadler leading the way. John Horsburgh sits in second, two kart lengths back. He closes down to a kart length as they start their final lap. Then it's Rhys Harradine in third place. The 42 is Brent Dixon. And the 2 is Curtis Dixon. But Sadler, looks like he's got this one covered. Horsburgh will try to make a lunge here late, but Sadler's got him covered off. Harradine now getting racy through the infield on the final lap. What can Horsburgh do? He doesn't try to lunge on Sadler. He'll take second position. Harradine back there in third. Then it's back to Brent Dixon. Further back then to Curtis Dixon. Robert Miller circulating around, keeping out of trouble this time, the Wagga driver. Because Robert Miller and Max Labutt came together in heat number two yesterday. But Robert Miller come through in fifth, and Max Labutt in sixth. So Thomas Gilbey and Graham Abbott. I think Graham Abbott's cart might be down in the centre of the track there, so he wasn't able to get that fired up and running here in the final. And Thomas Gilbey having troubles out there on the circuit and was also unable to finish. So, great driving there from the senior national super heavies. Getting set for a start here in Cadet 12s. We had some good racing in the cadets right throughout yesterday. You can tell this is the festival of the kids because they are up for it. Josh Sargent in the 74 will start on the pole. Mia Bolton in the 23 starts out of position number 2. Mitchell Whale is in the 96. Riley Watson in the 8. Noah Sands in the 65. The 57, Reece Smith. Mac O'Neill's in the 81. The 61 is Peter O'Brien. The 79, Jude Barguana. Lachlan Lawson in the 15. The 17 is Kyle Cotter. 67 is Liam Torrey. The 2 is Oliver McLansborough. The 64 is Caleb Heffron. And then the 26, Hunter Ruffs. Now, and Henry McLansborough is not out on the circuit, unfortunately. So 26 is Hunter Ross, and he is struggling to get up to speed. So they're all in formation, but one cart, Hunter Ross, he needs to either be told to hurry up or to slow right down. I don't think he could slow down anymore. so. So Hunter Ross has been sent to go short. He needs to be told to hurry up and catch the field if he can. Well, perhaps that cart is still having part of the problem. Now he's pulling up now. So maybe that cart's not carrying throttle. So Josh Sargent to start from the pole. As we get set for the pre-final. So Hunter Ross is fired up, but it's going to be interesting to see the yellow flag being waved here as the field will come back around. Yesterday, heat number one, it was Mia Bolton who took the first heat win. Second drive was a big one for Mia Bolton. She finished in sixth, but was involved in a pre-start incident. All right, so the officials have made the call here that they will be bringing the Cadet 12s back to the grid. So the next class will need to be ready. They look like they might be able to get this one going, but I'd say get ready down there in the formation grid. So it looks like we might be able to go racing here. Josh Sargent on the pole, Mac O'Neill in the 81. Watch for him as Orion Racing. Mia Bolton on the outside drops straight into second position behind Sargent. Now she crosses over, looks to go up the inside into turn number two. They work their way through turn two cleanly for the moment as Sargent leads the way from Bolton. Josh Sargent, Bolton, Whale, Watson. Now watch for a couple of the drivers coming through the field. Noah Sands in the 65s in a quick cart. He came out of position number five. You also have Mac O'Neill in the 81 who's been quick on and off over the weekend. He's in fifth place at the moment. As Riley Watson looks to the inside to try and take third. Mac O'Neill will go up the inside of Watson. So O'Neill up into fourth position. He sets his sights on Whale now. The 81 cart of Mac O'Neill in the Sinorama. Top cart from Dubbo. Up the inside goes to third. So Mac O'Neill already up into third position. Has got some work to do, though, to catch the front two of Josh Sargent and Mia Bolton. So Sargent across the line. Bolton is faster than Sargent on that last lap. A 36.727 for Bolton. A 36.768 for Sargent. Then the gap back to Mac O'Neill, who with that passing move was a 37.034. Whale 38.061, and Riley Watson has lost a couple of spots in the course of the last few laps, and he is starting to fall back. So Sargent trying to open up a handy buffer now over Mia Bolton, who then goes back to Mac O'Neill. Whale has got Watson on his back bumper again. Now the other cart that's coming into play is the 57 of Reece Smith. So Watson sideways coming off turn two. That's going to open the door now for Smith to go through as they get to the S's. And Smith in the 57 cart is up into fifth position. Sergeant Bolton and O'Neill leading the way. Now it's Smith trying to get onto the back of the Mitchell Whale cart number 96. So the two Grenfell drivers, a Sergeant and Bolton. Then it's two Dubbo drivers of O'Neill and Whale, followed by two Wagga drivers of Smith and Watson. Orange's Lachlan Lawson is back there with Noah Sands from Griffiths. Then rounding out the top ten is Peter O'Brien and Jude Barguana from Lithgow and Wollongong, respectively. So as the leaders head through the infield once again, they're well spaced out, no one battling in this front part of the train for position. The best battle on the circuit right at this point is deep down in the field between the 79 of Jude Barguana and the 26 of Hunter Ross. Hunter Ross was the driver that was having all sorts of dramas getting his car up to speed in the formation laps. And he's just come wide out of turn two now and lost a bit of ground on the 79 of Barguana as they head down the back straight. And looks like Barguana is going to hold on to that position for the moment. At the front of the field, Bolton, who's running in second, has got Mac O'Neill right on her back bumper now. O'Neill pulled out of the slipstream going towards turn two, but then dropped back in. Thought better of it. And first place, Thomas Sargent on lap number seven. Leads the way. Bolton and Mac O'Neill are starting to mix it up now, as the battle behind them between Whale and Smith is also starting to heat up. Smith looks to the inside, going into the left-hander. Smith's got in there far enough, and he'll take the spot. So Smith, in the 57, gets past Whale. Now, that battle has allowed Watson and Sands both to close in, and Sands now will try to make a move on Watson going into turn two. Sands, nice move there, will get up into the sixth position. So Sargent coming up on the first of the back markers now. That should be Oliver McLansborough from Orange in that Subway Stocklands Bathurst entry. In fact, that's Henry McLansborough in the Subway Bathurst cart. So Noah Sands in this battle for fifth now with Whale. He thought about trying to make a move as Sargent gets through the back marker. Bolton also getting through cleanly now, as long with Mac O'Neill. Those two still nose to tail, battling for second position. With three laps left to run, it's Josh Sargent. Bolton protecting that inside line now as she goes down. Oh, she moved out the way. Mac O'Neill dives in under the brakes and will take second spot. She tries to go back at him and does so, going into the S's. A great move there. Battles all over the circuit now as we're running out of laps. Mia Bolton back to third, back to second. Further back, we've had a couple more battles. Noah Sands has moved himself up into fifth position past Mitchell Whale. So Smith now getting past the back marker of McLansborough. Again, Mac O'Neill getting past Bolton, going into two. And this time he's been able to cover off the crossover move. Ross has gotten past Barguana in that battle towards the 9th and 10th position. So last lap for Josh Sargent. Mac O'Neill in second. They've just kicked away from the 23 of Mia Bolton. Smith's by himself now with Noah Sands. Watson, little bit erratic going through that final corner. But Sargent, O'Neill, Bolton, as O'Neill putting in the charge now on Sargent, down into the hairpin for the final time. Mac O'Neill is trying his best to make a lunge here late in the race. Sargent, has he got enough to cover him off? It looks so now. Sargent will take the win. O'Neill, Bolton. Back then, McLansborough in the two is a lap down. That's Oliver McLansborough. Next cart through is Reece Smith. Further back to Noah Sands in the deadly cart. Then it's back to Mitchell Whale. Riley Watson behind him. Then it's Peter O'Brien in the 61. Lachlan Lawson getting passed by Hunter Ross on that last lap. Jude Barguana's in 11th. Kyle Cotter. Liam Torrey. And then it's Oliver McLansborough and Henry McLansborough, both one lap down. So some good driving there in the Cadet 12s pre-final. Of course, the Cadet 12s brought to you by Cadet 12 is brought to you by Bushy's Race Skis, of course. So the cadet nines, William Cossey in the nine will start from the pole. Joel Strode in the 31, Darcy Buildings in the 15, Joseph Waddell's in the 16, Sebastian Ruiz in the 26, Blake Strode in the 56, Reuben Ross in the 57, Ryan Pring in the 33, Matthew Hansford-Taylor in the 6. Now watch the 59P, Tom Drain, he's been... very, very quick, the young driver who's had less than four race meetings. Expect to see him up in the top five by the end of this race. The 73's Riley Gray and Ryan Holborough is in the 77. They've gone racing off the outside of the pole. It's William Cossey who gets the jump, and they work their way down into turn number two for the first time. So Cossey leading the way from Joel Strode in the 31. Strode showed some good speed. Oh, we've got a spinner. That is the 56, also the 6 going out in sympathy there. So that's Blake Strode and Matthew Hansford-Taylor both having a spin as they came onto the back straight. So William Cossey opening up a very handy lead here at the beginning of this pre-final for the Cadet Nines. A 1 second gap after one lap. Darcy Boulding, Sebastian Ruiz back there in fourth. Now, Sebastian Ruiz had an interesting weekend so far. He was out here on Friday practicing. He was going through the infield and hooked the ripple strip a bit too hard and ended up on his head. And new helmet for this weekend after he's done some significant damage to his previous helmet and kit. So Sebastian Ruiz also just trying to get a bit of confidence back, I think you'll find. His uncle, about 3 years ago at the Bob Hine Memorial, flipped over in the race, and on that occasion he ended up in hospital for the night. So fortunately Sebastian Ruiz not having his serious flip as that on that occasion. As William Cossey in the lead, out to a 1.7 second advantage at the front of the field. Joel Strode in second. Darcy Boulding, Sebastian Ruiz, and now Joseph Waddell in the 16. Ruiz up the inside and will make the pass. So Sebastian Ruiz up into third position now. Waddell in the 16 card is getting quite racy too. Further back in the field, I might have talked, we're seeing Tom Drain into sixth position. So I've expected him to be a top five finisher, and he's not far off the battle for third, fourth and fifth. So, as Sebastian Ruiz leading this little drain of three, going across the line with eight laps remaining. Ruiz, Darcy Boulding, and then Waddell, Drain, catching into him. So it's a four-cart train here, battling for third, fourth, fifth and sixth positions. The race leader heads through. Now he's coming up on traffic here, so with eight laps left to run, that could prove to be an interesting part of this race. But William Cossey from Lithgow in the Monaco kart, just at the fastest lap of the race, a 37.403. Second place still Joel Strode. Then it's Sebastian Ruiz, Darcy Boulding in the 15 and Joseph Waddell in the 16. Tom Drain in the 59, running in sixth. Then it's back to Riley Gray, Reuben Ross, Ryan Pring, Holborough, and Blake Strode with Hansford-Taylor now one lap down to your leader. So, the battle for fourth place. Trying to make the move now is Joseph Waddell up the inside of Boulding.
But Waddell just not close enough to do it. Race leader into some heavy traffic now. So Cozzy up the inside of Strode. That's Blake Strode in the 56. He now will cross over and no, he tries to keep it tight and goes up the inside of Pring. So Sebastian Ruiz gets a bit of a break in the traffic there and opens up a handy buffer. He's out now in third position to a 1.4 second advantage over fourth. So that will take some pressure off Sebastian Ruiz. Second place in the 31 car is Joel Strode. He's just working his way through the traffic as well. And he's now got himself into some clear air. So the gap between first and second, 2.9 seconds. Then it's back to Sebastian Ruiz, who's 5.7 seconds behind Stroll. And we have a spinner. Well, race leader is William Cozzy. Fastest card on the circuit, though, is the second place man in the 31 of Joel Strode. Oh, and a moment there for William Cozzy as he came up on the back marker. He's cut through turn one, leapt off the ripple strip, and that is a heart-in-the-mouth moment that has also allowed Joel Strode to close right up on the nine cart. Another spinner down there in turn number two. And there's a bit of shenanigans going on here late in the race. So with two laps left to run, Strode is within a second of the leader as they come up on the 57 again. Now, Sebastian Ruiz in the 26 still runs in third, Boulding. And now we've got Drain who gets past Waddell. And Waddell shuffled back to sixth. Reuben Ross in the 57, lap down. Blake Strode, Holborough, Gray, Pring and Hansford Taylor also all a lap down to the leader. White flag out for William Cozzy, who was able to quickly re-establish his lead after that incident with three laps left to run. Now, Sebastian Ruiz has been caught here. He looks like he's having trouble getting onto the through the final turn and towards the star finish line. And Darcy Boulding closing in on Sebastian Ruiz, who's also being challenged by Tom Drain. So what can Drain do here onto the back straight for the final time? William Cozzy is going to take a very hard-fought win. Then it's Joel Strode. Drain looking to try and make a move as they come up on a back marker here. It's Ruiz in third. Then it's Boulding with Drain. Next car through, Waddell behind him. Then further back to Reuben Ross and... Reuben Ross in the seven... No, that's Ryan Holborough, sorry, who's had the spin. Reuben Ross, Blake Strode. Then it's Ryan Holborough, Riley Gray, Ryan Pring and Matthew Hansford Taylor rounding out the running order. So an interesting Cadet Nines pre-final there, brought to you by MD Steel Fabrication. We thank MD Steel for their ongoing support of the Grenfell Kart Club. So, Clubman, light and heavy out on the circuit. Brought to you by King's Home Handyman Service and, of course, Dundee Contracting. Great to have both those new sponsors on board here at the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. So, Nicholas Riley Jared Whitty will be on the front row, the 97 of Riley, the 90 of Whitty. Then it's the 91 of James O'Malley, the 70 of Stuart Wiegland, the 14 of Brian Woolner. Jack Dare will be the first of the heavies in the 11, Ryan Galvin in the 4, Chris Riley in the 9, Rick Selwood in the 27, Jackson Delamont in the 48, Terry Selwood in the 46, Braden Boots in the 99, Matthew Ray in the 78, the 15, Jasper Arnold, the 88 is George Thompson, Peter O'Mealy is in the 79, Nathan Carr's in the 25, Andrew Smith's in the 21, Brendan Shea in the 10, he had a tough day yesterday. Hopefully he'll have some better luck than that, and Craig Tailby rounding out the field in the 68. So, Riley in the 67, Whitty in the 90. They've had some good battles throughout this weekend so far. As they get set, racing. Good even start in both the classes. Dare gets in front of Galvin. Galvin crosses over immediately to go back inside. At the front of the field, Riley, who missed the jump from Whitty, goes up the inside of Whitty in turn two, but Whitty crosses straight back over, and we got a card off backwards going into the S's. It is the 14 card of Brian Woolner. Up the inside, big heavy traffic through the infield for the first time as Whitty will lead them by some heavy. Rick Selwood just getting beaten up here as Galvin is leading the heavies class from Jack Dare. Selwood, Jackson Delamont in the 48, that's the Mad Harry steel cart trying to work his way forward. Leader is Jared Whitty, with Nicholas Riley right on his back bumper. It's the Racer's Warehouse from Griffiths, number 90, leading the way. Riley from Dubbo in the Riley Spec Engines cart. Then it's the 61 of O'Mealy. That's the Tumut. In fact, that's the 81, sorry, of the Tumut Toyota cart of James O'Mealy running in third. So Whitty, Riley, O'Mealy, your top three. Then Galvin makes the move up the inside. So Galvin trying to make his move forward now, as he leads Jack Dare in this heavies battle. Selwood is in there in the 27. Wiegland in the 70. They're backing up as the leaders work their way down the back straight once again. Whitty is still holding his advantage over Riley. They work their way across the start finish line again. The battle is for the heavies. Jack Dare past Galvin now. Selwood has another card off on the infield, rejoining slowly. And that would be the 17 cart of Richard King. So Whitty and Riley, they're nose to tail, not much between them. Riley with the fastest lap of the race, a 31.815, to Whitty, a 31.873. O'Mealy back there in third, not being troubled at the moment. Then it's Jack Dare, Galvin, Delamont ahead of Selwood. So Delamont in that 48 cut, trying to move forward as they head into the hairpin now. And Galvin up the inside. Galvin takes the lead in the heavies battle, and following him through is Delamont. So Jack Dare shuffled back two spots through the infield that time. So Jared Whitty leads the lights and the race outright. The first three carts, all Clubman lights, brought to you by King's Home Handyman Services. Then It's Galvin leading the heavies, who runs in fourth outright. Delamont, I should say, trying to put the pressure on the up front karting. Kart number four, and Delamont does it. He makes the pass. So we've leaders now into some traffic. So Jared Whitty and Nicholas Riley with some work to do. We've got George Thompson, who gets well out of the way. Whitty gets through the traffic best. So Riley getting balked slightly through the infield. That will cost him a bit of ground. So the 81 of O'Mealy getting through the traffic as well. Jackson Delamont in the 48. Galvin in the 4. Selwood. Then it's Wiegland. Selwood, Dare, Wiegland, Boots, all nose to tail as they start to come up on the back markers once again. Good work from the first of those black markers in George Thompson, who got well out of the way. Well, that wasn't even George that got out of the way then. That was Brian. Well, it must have been Craig Tailby, who just moved himself right off the line. In fact, the 68 of Tailby's now decided, well, that's enough, and pulls into pit lane. So Delamont gets through past back markers a little bit better than Galvin. Galvin tries to close back in as they head up through the infield. But Delamont's got himself a little bit of a buffer here in the heavies battle. It's closing up at the front of the field through turn two now. Whitty and Riley are nose to tail. One more back marker to contend with as they head down the back straight. As Whitty gets past that back marker, Riley stays in his wheel tracks. White flag is out. And Jared Whitty in the racer's warehouse. Cart number 90 leads the way from Nicholas Riley. Then it's the Tumut Toyota of James O'Mealy. Delamont leads the heavies battle here as we start the final lap. Riley looking to try and make a move on Whitty for the outright victory here, but Whitty looks like he's got him covered off. Riley comes up right onto the back bumper here into the final turn. He has to check up a little bit. And Whitty will go on to take the victory. Riley second, third place O'Mealy. Delamont will take the victory in the heavies with Galvin. Then it's Selwood, back to Dare, Wiegland, then Braden Boots. Number of the back markers come through before Chris Riley, Brendan Shea. So Brendan Shea, good drive because he came out of about position 21 to get himself up into the top 10. Terry Selwood, Nathan Carr, Richard King, Matthew Ray, Jasper Allen, the last cart on the leader's lap in 16th place. Then you had a lap down, Peter O'Mealy, Andrew Smith, George Thompson and Sebastian Jones. Craig Tailby decided to pull off after he was lapped by the front runners in the heavies campaign. And Brian Woolner had a spin going into the S's on lap number. And the raffle prizes from the canteen include a fire bucket and tyres. So get to the canteen throughout the day. Have a look at some of the great prizes they've got for the raffles, which will be available right up to the end of today. So get your raffle tickets. Great prizes to be won. Philip Middleton leading the way from Houlihan, Woolner, Miller, Dixon, Drain, trying to make a move on Dixon now as they head down into turn number two. Also, the 11, Gary Hodges, finding Jono Roysland up the inside of him. So Philip Middleton leading the way from Houlihan, who has the fastest lap of the race with a 32.823. The gap is 1 second. So with less than four laps to run, Middleton is running in the 33.3s. Houlihan in the 32.8. So Houlihan is a chance of at least catching Middleton by the end of the race. As Middleton comes across the line, we'll check that gap again. It's down to 0.6 of a second. So Brad Houlihan from Port Macquarie closing in on Lithgow's Philip Middleton. Back there in third, Woolner in the 65. He's from Griffith in the MIA powder coating entry. As back markers now, good driving there from the first of the back marker, Jason Howe, getting well out of the way of the leaders as they continue on with two laps left to run. Middleton across the start finish line now, check that time again, and it's levelled at 0.6 of a second. So Middleton responding to the challenge from Houlihan. Woolner by himself. Then it's the P-plater. Matthew Drain in the MD Steel Fabrications entry. With Brad Miller back there from Wagga in the 14. Curtis Dixon, that's the Studio 15 sponsored cart, running in 6th. With Mail, Roysland, Kennedy, Hodges, McKinnon, Mitchell, Roysland, Bailey and Howe. So the white flag out now. What can Houlihan do? He's a bit too far back to challenge through the infield on this final lap. So Philip Middleton will take the victory in the pre-final. Houlihan, big lunge at the line, and the gap will be 0.146 of a second. Woolner holds on to third as Drain closes in on him. Dixon, Miller, Mayo, Kenny, Roysland, Hodges, Roysland, McKinnon and Bailey will be the final runner out there. Jason Howe off the circuit on lap 9 on that occasion. So the restricted 125 heavies. Great drive there by Philip Middleton, but with Houlihan starting off the front row in the final, it will be very interesting to see how that all plays out. All right, Junior National Light heads out onto the track, and Junior National Light will have a slightly different roll-up procedure here in the pre-final and final. We've got the two junior performance carts at the front of the field. They'll be out in front. So you'll have Fripp out in front on the pole with Sinedro. They will actually be started by the Australian flag down by the outgrid. So then we have the Junior National Lights. Benito Montalbano in the 69 will be on the pole of the Junior National Lights. Brought to you by Bartley Barkers Pet Services. Thomas Sargent in the 47. Taylor Harness is in the 4. Zachary Hurd in the 48. Aaron Turney back there in the 37. Jason Cerevino in the 88. Curtis Reed Oh, we've got a spinner off the back of the field here in turn 3. Looks like it's the 21 cart. Oh, in fact, that might be the 21 of Maurice Arnold, it appears to be.
So the performance carts looks like they have taken off. So we've got a good separation here between the performance. So the open performance, Rowan Fripp and Sinedro. Montalbano and Sargent on the pole for the Junior National Lights. So, Junior Performance. Gordon Garland Moffat, Junior Performance. In formation now for Junior National Lights. Away, Montalbano gets the jump. Harness looking to go up the inside of Sargent. There's Sargent has got a bit of pressure with Hurd up the inside of Harness. So Harness, I think, has settled into third position, holding off that challenge. The leader is Montalbano, as we've got Jacob Fripp with a spin there. So Jacob Fripp having to gather things back up at the front of the field. Montalbano leading the way from Sargent. Then it's Harness. Further back then to the 48 of Hurd. Cerevino, Turney, Reed. Back then to Inwood, Webb, Levains, McLansborough, Morris, Bruce, Harradine, Gilbert, Shibutari, McNeef, Cozzy, Lavelle, Jess, Bullman, Arnold, and MacGyver is your running order. So, Montalbano and Sargent just kicking away now. Sargent, fastest lap of... Sargent, fastest lap of a 35.277. So... Montalbano, a 35.414. As Sargent trying to close up that gap now. Harness. So, the 77 cart of Jake Bullman has had a spin. We've got another spinner there, the 3 cart. So, the 3 cart of Josh MacGyver also having a spin. So Montalbano and Sargent kicking away as we start to get into some traffic. Harness up there in third place. And that Mad Harry steals number 4. Then it's the 48 of Zachary Hurd in the C Racing top kart from the North Shore Karting Club. Behind them is the Deadly of Jason Cerevino from Griffith. That's the tailor-made trailers entry. So, Montalbano leading this Junior National Light Battle. Brought to you by Bartley Barkers. Gordon Garland and Moffat bringing you the Junior Performance, which Rowan Fripp now is back in front of that class. Oh, and a spin down there in the hairpin. And that is the, I think it's the 18 cart. So that will be Jessica Morris, who is stuck down there at the hairpin. And will need some help by the looks of it getting that cart off the track. So, ooh, Taylor Harness very wide through the hairpin that time. And Zachary Hurd not letting Harness get away. Cerevino also making that a 3-cart battle. Hurd looks to the inside of Harness. And Harness finds Hurd up into third. Harness back into fourth in that class battle. On the racetrack, it's fifth and sixth. As Montalbano and Sargent continue to lead the way. Montalbano
in the PCR cart from Wollongong. Sergeant in the Tegra Esprit from Grenfell. Heard from North Shore Kart Racing Club, which is based out of the Eastern Creek circuit. So, with four laps remaining, it'll be three laps, in fact, I think, for the leaders next time by. Montalbano and Sargent. Then it's Hurd. Hurd now has got the 88 of Cerevino behind him. Harness slipping back through the field as Turney, Inwood, Levain's make up the top 10. So 75 with three laps now remaining across into turn number two now. And we've got a spinner down there in turn two, just starting to restart again. So that's the three car. I think that's been about the second spin for the three of Josh McGyver in this race alone. Hurd, Cerevino, now it's Harness coming back, trying to close up that gap. As Hurd bogs down, coming out of two, and Cerevino along with Harness trying to get back through. Harness will make the crossover and take the spot. So Cerevino now up to third in class and fifth on the racetrack. Now, can Harness make a move to get back into that third place, or will she have to settle for fourth? White flag out for the race leader, who's in a mass of traffic as Rowan Fripp leading the way, heads down into turn two. He's in quite a bit of traffic, no pressure around him. Now it is Sargent and Montalbano. Sargent making the pass up into second position on the racetrack. Third position is Montalbano. So Sargent, Montalbano trying to put him back down off the front row of the junior national battle. But the checkered flag waves for Rowan Fripp, who takes the victory. Second place will go to Sargent, Montalbano third. Back there it is. Well, good move there. Late in the race, Harness gets past Cerevino. Turney got past Hurd as well. Levain's, Inwood, Reed, Shibuteri, Webb, Harradine, Maneef, McLansborough, Bruce, Lavelle, Cozzy, Gilbert, Jess, Arnold, Bullman, MacGyver as the final runner on the circuit, with Morris and Breschner both out. Morris after four laps and Breschner after just the one. So an interesting race, an interesting final we'll see coming up later this afternoon. Getting set for a start with the tag 125 lights. Had a couple of drivers spinning here on the outlap, so hopefully they can get themselves into formation quickly. And we will go racing. It's Whitty off the pole in the 90 cart. Out of position number two will be Brian Woolner in the 14. Jacob Fripp will start out of position number three in the 75. Josh Hemphill's in the 17. Lachlan Snyder in the 18. The 59 is Jack Koning.
Stuart Wiegland in the 70, Mark Townsend in the 13, and Matthew Morris is in the 12. Looking good for a start here. Whitty on the pole, outside of the front rows, Woolner. Woolner just, oh, a touch there from Fripp. And that has got Whitty off the circuit. Woolner, I think, got touched as well in the chain of canning and cart. Whitty will have some work to do as the leader heads down into the hairpin. It is Brian Woolner in the 14. It's a 17 of Hemphill who leads the way. Whitty is the next cart through. Woolner now back into third. Lachlan Schneider in the 18. Then it's Stuart Wiegland, Koenig, Townsend, Morris and Whitty. They work their way down into the hairpin and off. Fripp goes wide, and that opens the door. Woolner is up the inside. So Woolner up into third position now as Hemphill leads the way. Hemphill, Woolner, Fripp, Wiegland, Snyder, Koenig, Townsend, Whitty and Morris. So Whitty will have some work to do here as they head down the back straight. Josh Hemphill into the infield. Hemphill has got a handy buffer, of just around a second. Then it's Woolner, Fripp, Wiegland, Schneider, all looking for an opportunity here. Then it's back to Townsend, who's got Jared Whitty right on his back bumper. And then back to Matthew Morris. Josh Hemphill. Gap was 1 second. Woolner in second. Still the gap, 0.7 of a second. Wiegland, Fripp and Schneider, nose to tail now. Oh, Schneider hiking the back wheel into the hairpin that time. Almost lost the spot to Koenig. So, Fripp, Wiegland, Schneider. So Fripp getting back past Wiegland there. As he's slow coming out of turn two, and Wiegland's going to go straight back past Fripp. Now Schneider trying to make a move through the S's. And Schneider just couldn't quite do it. Lost a bit of ground to Fripp. So we've got a cart off down in turn two. The driver's still sitting. That's Jared Whitty. So his race has gone from bad to worse. He's slowly getting out of his cart now. So yellow flags out down there in town too as Josh Hemphill continues to lead from Brian Woolner, Stuart Wiegland, Jacob Fripp, Lachlan Schneider, Jack Koenig, and it looks like Mark Townsend in seventh place and Matthew Morris has pulled out of the race. So the gap still around a second between first and second, Hemphill and Woolner. Wiegland in third, Fripp in fourth, Schneider in fifth, sixth place Koenig and Townsend. As the leader heads across the start-finish line. There's just on a second gap between Hemphill and Woolner. Josh Hemphill from Canberra in the Monaco cart. Woolner, another of the MIA powder coating drivers from Griffith. Wiegland there in the intense karting PCR race engine. So the 17 of Stuart Wiegland.
the 70, I should say, of Stuart Wiegland. Now pulling away from this battle behind for fourth position between Fripp, Schneider and Koenig. So race leader, Josh Hemphill, now with... Well, Josh Hemphill, leading it quite comfortably in the 17 cut. Just looked like he had a moment going down into the hairpin that time, but still maintaining his advantage. Wiegland now in third with Schneider up to fourth. So Fripp down the inside. Schneider's going to go back past him. So Fripp has got a cart that is handling just a little bit poorly in these coil conditions. It's sideways as much as it is straight. He's gone sideways again, and the door opens the door for Koenig. So Lachlan Schneider in the 18 cart on the last lap now has got himself up into fourth position. Fripp trying to hang on to fifth. Oh, is Koenig off the circuit and has almost precision parked right next to Jared Whitty's cart. So two carts out in almost the same spot by themselves, both those accidents. The checker flag waves, and Josh Hemphill will sit on the pole for the final. Brian Woolner comes home in second, Wiegland in third, Schneider in fourth, then it's Fripp. Koenig will not finish this race, so Mark Townsend will come home in sixth position. Koenig, Wittig and Morris all failing to finish. An interesting end to tag 125 Light, and an interesting finish. It was a very interesting start as well. Our Cadet P's out on the circuit now. Cadet P's brought to you by David Knight Transport. And just taking a moment to get them all into their order. Unfortunately, Reese Glasson won't be out on the circuit. So the Grenfell driver just not making it out there. So the pre-final for Cadet P's. Now, I mentioned before about the raffle. The raffle is for a custom-made fire bucket. Just a reminder that the chassis and motor are for a random prize draw for the entrance in this weekend's racing. So the raffle is for a custom-made fire bucket. I believe there's also some tyres up for grab. The tickets are $2 or 3 for 5. So $2 a ticket or 3 for 5, and it's available from the canteen for the custom-made fire bucket and I believe some tyres as well. I don't have the details on the tyres side of the prize. I'd also just like to remind you, whilst we're talking about equipment and the random prize draw, as I mentioned, are for entrance to this weekend's racing, and along with the IAMI KA100 engine, which is for entrants who run an old engine, either a Coma or a Yamaha JRS, which is sponsored by Remo Racing, Shane Piper Race Engines have donated the first race rebuild free of charge. So thanks to Shane Piper Race Engines for that. The per annum prize draw for the engine is the engine and the first rebuild, the engine courtesy of Remo Racing. And the first rebuild, thanks to Shane Piper Engineering. We're away and racing in Cadet P's. It's Charlie Von Thine and Tom Drain who start at the front of the field. Then back to Breschner, Holbro, Gray, all through turn number two safely. Then it's back to Assay, Cotter, Whale, Jess and Heffron. So, the Forbes powder coating cart of Tom Drain out in front, the 58P, the 59P I should say, Then it's back to the 89 of Von Thine with the 17 of Breschner, Gray. Further back then to Assay in the four cart from the Sapphire Coast. The Jays, Brush, Frensing, CIG, Cameron Whale, Cotter, Heffron, Jess, Holborough, all make up the 10 carts out there and circulating at the moment. So as the leader heads across the start-finish line, Tom Drain, well, he was able to lap up to, I think yesterday he got as far as fourth place. So today it'll be interesting to see how far through the traffic he can get. Slippery conditions out there on the circuit this morning. Drain. Oh, we've got a spinner in the infield. Just getting back up to speed is the 66 cart of Toby Heffron. So he drops to the back of the field now. As Drain comes through to complete lap number three. His lap time, a 38.375. Now, of course, we mentioned that Drain was running in the Cadet Nines. And the Cadet Nines, he was able to get himself up to the top five in that pre-final. Unfortunately, though, because he is a P-plater, he'll have to start at the back of the field. But the fastest lap of the race in the Cadet Nines was a 36.85. And Drain's fastest lap of the race was a 37.93. If we look at the times he puts in here, he's already into a 38.375. So having that clean track is allowing him to put in some great lap times. And he's working through the traffic quite well. Just going past Isabella Jess now to put her a lap down. And he's be coming up onto this gaggle of carts, which include Max Assay, Cameron Whale, the Synergy cart of Jeff Cotter, and also this PCR of the PCR cart of Ryan Holborough. So the leader completes lap number five. 38.4, second lap, so he's consistent with those lap times. As he comes up on some traffic now. The leader makes easy work of those back markers as he swings through the hairpin. Turn five. Coming up on the back of Max Assay. So Assay in the Jays Brush Fencing, cart number four. Running quite well in sixth position. Got a gap between himself and Cameron Whale and Jeff Cotter. Now the 17 just Cruz Breschner. Just taking it cautiously around the back of the 66 of Toby Heffron. As the leader comes through to put the 77 a lap down, he's now lapped up to fourth place. With five laps remaining, the leader is Tom Drain in the Forbes Powder Coating cart. From Grenfell, Charlie Von Thine from Wagga runs in second position in the 86P. Cruz Breschner is also from Wagga in the PCR, the advanced towing cart. Then it's back to Riley Gray from Grenfell, that's the Central West Shearing Arrow. Ryan Holborough from Wollongong, as I mentioned, in the PCR. Then it's Max Assay in the CRG cart. Cameron Whale from Dubbo. Lithgow's Jeff Cotter in the Synergy Motorsport entry. The Canberra Hydraulics Energy cart of Isabella Jess with Toby Heffron from Wagga in the Smart Fix Auto Electrics cart rounds out 10th position. So 23 seconds
23 seconds, the gap between first and second. 34 seconds between first and third. As the leader now working his way through the heavy traffic. So with two laps left to run this time by, Tom Drain is your race leader, and I think you'll find he's lapped up to third place. As he works through the infield now, third place is the 17 cart of Cruz Breschner, and he's having the blue flag waved at him now. So, Cruz Breschner in the 17. We'll have the leader up on his back bumper very soon. So, the leader about to put the 17 card a lap down as they head into the hairpin. Now, the second place card across the line now, 29 seconds behind the leader. The leader about to lap third place as the white flag is out. And great driving here by Tom Drain. Oh, he just didn't get the pass done on Cruz Breschner. So I don't, the blue flags are out now, so Breschner will realise it's the leader passing him. He's not getting in a battle for position. On this final lap, Tom Drain, a commanding victory. A 38.292 on lap 8 was his fastest. And he comes through the final turn now to receive the checkered flag. And, oh, a spin. Drain checked up because he realised he was coming up on some back markers who hadn't finished the race. And the 17 of Cruz Breschner just wasn't ready for that. And he's looped it round in turn one after the checkered flag. So, Tom Drain taking the victory, only one other card on the leader's lap, Charlie Von Thein. And Von Thein will come through now to take the checkered flag in second place. He'll actually take a class win as well, because Von Thein is in the Cadet 12s. And he finished 33 seconds behind the race leader. So that was how commanding this victory was for Tom Drain. In the Cadet P's, brought to you by David Knight Transport. We thank all the great sponsors of the Grenfell Car Club and, of course, this Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Brought to you by Bar Up Bull Bars. We thank them for their ongoing support. 3 years now, Bar Up Bull Bars have been the naming rights sponsor of this event, and we appreciate their continuing support. Getting set for a start here as out onto the circuit heads the Tag Heavies. Tag Heavies brought to you by Reed Thriftylink Hardware in Grenfell. Another long time supporter of the Grenfell Kart Club. It'll be Nick Commons on the pole, Christopher Sutherland in the 12 out of position number 2, Bruce Otter in the 72 starts out of 3. Then it's Darren Miller in the 3. We'll start out of position number 4. Jareth Argus in the 22. Curtis Dixon in the 2. Glenn Bullman in the 31. Robert Cribben in the 80. Brent Dixon in the 43. Stephen Breschner in the 8. Aidan Commons in the 6. Brennan Shea in the 10. Andrew Hemphill in the 32. Greg Williams in the 15. Tarnitha in the 37, Gregory Thurston in the 64, William Hall in the 33, and Anthony Barry's in the 17, tailing Charlie of the field. So, the West Lime cart of Nick Commons from Grenfell on the pole here. Chris Sutherland from Canberra in the complete wealth entry on the outside of the front row. Looking good for a start. They're racing. Commons gets the jump. Otter has to fall back in behind Sutherland as they work their way down the straight. Now Otter thinks about a move up the inside of Sutherland. He'll get the job done going into turn number 2.
all through safely as they head through towards the S's on the short chute there. And Commons is your race leader. As Otter in the stable karting, number 72, runs in second position. Then it's back to third, Sutherland in the complete wealth entry. Behind Cummins and Otter, Sutherland, then Miller, 22. Next car through is Argus. Then it's Dixon who's got the pass being made by Aiden. Cummins up the inside into turn two. So Dixon shuffled back into seventh position now, as the leader has got a little bit of breathing room at the front of the field, Nick Commons. Commons from Grenfell in the West Lime sponsored cart. Otter in the 72, also a Grenfell Kart Club member, but stable karting base there in Canberra. A 32.190 fastest lap for Otter as he makes the move now on Commons into the S's. And Otter will take the lead now. A yellow flag out here at turn one. I can't see what the problem was with slowing cart returning to the track. So Otter is your new race leader. So Bruce Otter from Commons. Then it's Sutherland, who's sitting by himself in third place. Then you go back to Miller, who's got Argus and Aiden Commons all on his back bumper. So that's probably going to be the best battle over the next couple of laps. Although a bit further back, you've got Brent Dixon and Bullman mixing it up as well. Bullman in the 31. Brennan Shea from Wagga, who's had a tough weekend. He's in that rainbow-coloured cart, number 10, just looking to make the move up the inside now on Bullman into turn number 2. And I think Shea has made that pass stick. So Breschner in the 8 cart is behind Bullman now in the 31. Front 3, all evenly spaced. Otter coming. That's Nick Commons and Sutherland. Sutherland, though, does look like he's closing up a bit on Nick Cummins. As a battle for fourth, Darren Miller has got Aiden Cummins up the inside, the other of the Westline carts. And Aiden Cummins now makes the pass. So Miller is shuffled back. Argus also has been passed by Cummins and now trying to make a move on Miller. And then we go back to Curtis Dixon. Brent Dixon runs by himself, but Brennan Shea is trying to close in on him. Now Argus in the 22 makes the move on Darren Miller. So Miller loses another spot. Miller losing that spot as they went through into turn number 1. And now Dixon is moving up onto his back bumper. Meanwhile at the front of the field, Sutherland, oh, he thought about a little bit of a dive up the inside of Nick Commons as they went through the infield that time. Commons will hang on to the spot. Otter leads, and this is giving Otter a chance to open up a couple more cart length advantage. Oh, Sutherland trying to go up the inside into turn 2 that time. That's lost him some ground. Back then to Aiden Commons and Jareth Argus, who are mixing it up for fourth and fifth positions out there on the circuit. Nick Commons, then Sutherland, Aiden Commons, oh, and a touch, Argus is off the circuit, and up onto the bank in the middle of the circuit, as he came out of the hairpin that time. He tried to make the move, and tried to make the move on the run to the first of the infield left-handers, and there was a bit of a touch, and then as he was trying to gather it back up on the grass, he's ended up on the wood chip bank, and that has ended his race. So a promising race. We'll see Jareth Argus start out of position 17. Now Tarn Ether is off the circuit as well. No, Tarn Ether is round at the back of the field. So Tarn Ether having some problems there, as he is now a lap down on the leaders.
So Greg Williams up into 11th position now. Williams, who dialed himself out of the racing yesterday morning when he played around with the setup that he'd been using on Friday. It took him most of the race to regather it up. Sideways on through the final turn onto the start-finish sweeper was the three of Darren Miller. So Miller has lost himself a little bit of ground here and will allow Curtis Dixon to close in on him. Last lap, white flag about to go out to Bruce Otter in the stable karting Tony Kart, number 72, across to start his final lap. Sutherland up ahead of Commons. Aidan Commons. Then it's another of the Westline carts of Darren Miller from Wagga. Further back then to Dixon. But Otter is well in control here. Over 1.5 seconds his advantage over Christopher Sutherland from Canberra. As the checkered flag. Checkered flag, and Bruce Otter takes the pre-final. Sutherland home in second. Nick Commons. Darren Miller trying to make a move on Aidan Commons towards the end of the race, but Aidan Commons has him covered. Then it's Dixon. Shea with a good drive up into seventh position. Then it's Breschner. Greg Williams up to ninth place. Bullman in tenth. Cribben, Brent Dixon, Andrew Hemphill, Anthony Barry, Greg Thurston's, Warren Hall, Tarnitha in 17th position. And Jareth Argus, the unfortunately for him, in the Argus Motorsport Cosmic Kart, he'll have a lot of work to do coming out of 18th position in the final later on today. Yeah, just great to have all those sponsors on board here for the 2015 edition of the Bull Bars Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Don't forget the raffle for a custom-made fire bucket, $2 a ticket, or $3 for $5. It's available at the canteen. A custom-made fire bucket, particularly if you're out and about some of these events coming up throughout the rest of the winter. Could be the perfect addition to your travelling kit. Now, of course, the chassis and the motor. Those prize draws will be done at the end of racing today. And they are you're already in. If you've entered the race this weekend, you're already in the draw. So you don't need to get tickets for that one. It's only for the custom-made fire bucket raffle at the canteen. So Junior National Heavy, Taylor Harness starts on the pole, and the Mad Harry Steel, number 48. Jaden Buildings in the 16, the WAS Automotive cart. Jack Lemon in the top cart, 44. Blake Sinedro in the 38. Anthony Labib in the 34. Benito Montalbano in the 69. The 99 is Joel Jensen. The 24 is Jeremy Hodges. Hannah Tailby and Nicholas Pontarino are the remaining air starters. As Harness gets the jump off the start, building straight into second position there. Lemon up into third in the 44. Then it's Sinedro in fourth as they work their way through the S's for heat for this pre-final, lap number one. And it's building, putting the pressure on as they head up through the hairpin and now towards the infield for the first time. So Taylor Harness out in front, leading the way with a handy buffer. Boulding in second, then a gap back to Montalbano, Lemon, Sinedro, then it's back to Labib, Jensen, Tailby, Pontanero and Hodges, the running order. So as Taylor Harness works their way through the hairpin once again, Harness, who started from the pole, heat number one, Oh, and cart slowing on the circuit. Harness, that's Montalbano in the 69, so a problem for that cart. Montalbano being disqualified out of heat number one, now a DNF in the pre-final, so he'll be starting from the back of the field. As I mentioned, Harness won heat one from Jaden Boulding. In heat two, it was Harness again from Montalbano, then it was Jaden Boulding. In heat three, Boulding finally got his first win of the weekend over Harness and Montalbano. And on that occasion, Boulding was able to have the narrowest of victories, 0.1 of a second at the checkered flag. So the WAS automotive cart knows that he's got the speed, but at the moment, Taylor Harness with track position is in a comfortable position. As they work their way around the start finish line now. Taylor Harness leading the way. Fastest lap of the race as well. The 35.201. Mad Harry Steele's Monaco kart of Harness leading the way. Now Boulding in second. Anthony Labib has moved up to third, although the pressure's on. Lemon wants that spot back. They're side by side down the back straight now as they head towards the hairpin. Labib will hang on to the spot. So Lemon, Snedro, all battling it out for third, fourth and fifth place. But at the moment, Labib in the 34 cart will hold on to the spot. So the 44 is Lemon, the 38 is Snedro. And that is the best battle on the circuit because Taylor Harness is really pulling away. 2.8 second lead. Last lap, her fastest, a 35.169. So Taylor Harness out in front. Boulding back there in second. Then it's Labib who's got Lemon really putting the pressure on now. Lemon looking to set up on this run down the front straight. And Lemon's up the inside and will make the pass. Now, does he run wide and allow Labib to come back at him? No. Lemon has him covered off. So Lemon will be in third place once again. Labib back there in fourth and Sinedro in fifth position. As the leader, Taylor Harness, out to a 4.2 second advantage now. Another 35 second lap, this time a 35.175. The best lap for Harness, a 35.116. And coming up onto some lap traffic here. So Harness will lose a little bit of time here as she tries to get past the 74 of Nicholas Puntanero. Boulding in second. Lemon still battling it out with Labib in third and fourth place as Sinedro just can't quite match the pace. So Taylor Harness well out in front here with three laps remaining. Three laps for Taylor Harness. Just looking at how the GoPro's positioned on the front of the Harness cart, I don't know that it'll be picking much good footage there. Looks like it's almost pointing at her feet. So as Harness heads down into the hairpin once again. Good battle here. Hodges just trying to get past Hannah Tailby in the 65, finds the 24 of Jeremy Hodges up the inside and will make the pass. Joel Jensen also in amongst that battle. So the blue flags will be at the ready as Jensen
goes up the inside of Talby, and Talby in the 65 has been relegated back to 8th position. So the white flag at the ready as Taylor Harness heads down the front straight for the final time. Jordan Balding in second position has got a 9-second gap. Taylor Harness just setting the fastest lap of her race and the fastest lap of the race on lap 11, 35.073. So as she comes up to get the checkered flag, oh, almost a bit of contact there at the end of the race. But Harness has taken the victory. Now, importantly, Hannah Talby was in front of Harness at the line. So Talby will need to cross the start-finish line. Otherwise, she won't be scored as a finisher. So as Harness, Balding, Lemon, Labib, Sinedro, then it's Jensen coming through who gets in front of this battle here between Hodges and Talby. And that's good. Talby did go past the start-finish line to be scored. So, well, I'll tell you what, the true gentleman of karting, Bob Harness, will be happy with that one. As Taylor Harness takes the victory by 6.353 seconds and took out the fastest lap of the race on the last lap of the race, a 35.022. Open performance out on the circuit, getting ready for their pre-final. So, Harrison Knight will start. Oh, problems there. That's Chris Thomas, one of the twin clubmans. So, looks like he might be able to get this fired up now. The twin clubmans of Chris Thomas. Also, we've got the Robert Gilby in the twin clubman starting out of position number 5, so hopefully Thomas can get through the cut through. So, one lap away from a start. Matthew Nipperis is on the pole. Out of position number 2 is Harrison Knight. Joel Townsend in the 13s out of 3. Bruce Otter in the 2. Then it's Gilby and Thomas. So after they were formed up quite well before, Nipperis is just going to let them catch him back up. And now Otter, is it Otter or Townsend that's slow on the outside of the track? So, yeah, that's Otter in the 2. Oh no, it's actually Harrison Knight that's having trouble. So we've got the 89, sounds like Bruce Otter. Sorry, that's not Bruce Otter, that's Harrison Knight in the 72. He's pulled out of this, so Bruce Otter will move up to the... oh no, he's actually waved over Joel Townsend to move into the front row, because Harrison Knight was supposed to be there. I'd have wanted the inside runner, and he's not gone on the green light. So Townsend will have the advantage up to second. Will Otter try to make the move into turn 2? Nipperis has jumped away. Matthew Nipperis in that CRG. It's a full spec CIK cart. Ceramic brakes, all the bells and whistles, and you can see him pumping through the gears up and down as he makes his way around the 670 metres of the Bogalong kart track. Townsend, then Otter, Gilby, And Thomas will be the final cart out there. Looks like, not sure if both engines are running. So as Nipperis leads the way in cart 16, Townsend in second place. He's also running a CIK class. No, he's running the DD2, sorry. So Townsend running the DD2. It's Harrison Knight that's also in a CIK spec cart. Then it's Otter in the stable karting number 2. Gilby in the Tom Gilby Azuro. And then Christopher Knight from Wagga. Looks like he might finally have both engines working properly, although one of them, I think that'd be the left engine, isn't up to temperature yet, or it's just a bit rich because it's still pumping a lot of smoke out the exhaust pipe. So Matthew Nipperis, last lap a 30.926. Joel Townsend a 30.920. So Townsend, fastest man on the circuit. He misses the apex though. And that will cost him a bit of ground. Nipperis across the line. He's now fastest on the circuit with a 30.776. A 30.776. Here in the open performance pre-final. Townsend in the 13 cart. Now they're coming up onto the back of Thomas. Thomas who's just now using the rest of this race to try and tune both engines in. As Gilby in the other twin clubman is up to pace and giving it plenty. Thomas still having problems with that left engine. As Gilby off the circuit in turn two. So he was really trying to wind the wick up on that cart number 5, and he's overcooked it a bit, and that will see him lose a bit of ground. I think Thomas might have been trying to wait for him so they could have a bit of a race towards the end, but that, as I said, that left engine on that twin clubman still doesn't look right. Yeah, he's working on it once again on the tune on the carburetor. So Nipperis, and now, well, Gilby is having his share of problems now. He's decided to back it out. So Nipperis leading the way. Townsend went quickest with a 30.692 on lap number 6. They've just completed lap number 7. Nipperis's fastest laps on lap 7. It's a 30.698. So we're talking about 6 thousandths of a second, the difference between the two fastest laps in first and second. Now, coming up on the back of the 5 of Robert Gilby. And Gilby giving them plenty of room, signalling to them to come through the inside. As Nipperis now, fastest man on the circuit, a 30.655. 30.655 for Nipperis. He's out to a 1.1 second lead. The CRG Kart Connect entry of Matthew Nipperis from Canberra. Then it's Grenfell's Townsend Plumbing, number 13 of Joel Townsend. Bruce Otter in the stable karting, number 2, runs in third with fourth place Robert Gilby and Chris Thomas a lap down. And, there he is coming across the start-finish line now. So Nipperis really starting to turn the wick up. As Nipperis with a 30.8 that last lap. Townsend a 31.4 and Otter a 31.2. Nipperis makes short work of the back marker in Thomas, who now will be 2 laps down. As the white flag is at the ready. And Nipperis will head to the start finish line with 1 lap remaining. Oh, Nipperis getting very wide there, coming out of the final turn on the sweeper. Nipperis, a 31.3 that time. So, a good solid performance by Matthew Nipperis, who will lock up pole position for the final. He heads through the infield for the final time. Townsend running in second. But it's Nipperis who takes the victory. Matthew Nipperis takes the victory from Joel Townsend. Bruce Otter comes home in third. Oh, Gilby just spinning the card out after the finish line with Thomas in fifth place. Harrison Knight, unfortunately, not starting that final. So, the open performance completes the pre-finals this morning. We will be heading to the finals after the officials have a short break. And then be back with all the finals action.